Simen Tzadiches. The last line of the Rambam. The very last line. Oh, Binyamin? I have to go back here. The last words of a kol shkein v'shnei zesim echad shel gvina v'yechad shel basar v'chol echad mevatel chaveiro. That one is mevatel the other. What's the kol shkein? So we already pointed out yesterday what the kol shkein is. Why? Why is it a kol shkein? Because they're both heter. They're both heter. In the previous case of the mechaber, they're both iser. Here, they're both intrinsically heter. What case are we describing over here? Where they became mixed into what we call vegetables. So you have meat got mixed into vegetables, but they're only 59 times the meat and the vegetables. Now some milk falls in. Bang, you hit 60. That's going to work. As opposed to what case we're both? We spoke yesterday. If you have the milk and the meat in there together, and that's one big shtick treif, you have to have 60 times both. If each is a kazayis, you need 120 kazayisim to get to be mevatel the... Yeah. I appreciate very much you getting back to me, because I want to pick up where we left off yesterday. Okay. I believe we were discussing an issue based on the Tosfos on Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Beis. Let's open it up again. Tosfos Tzadi Vav Amud Beis discusses the following situation. Im Yesh B'Menosim Tam Arezu Asura Lav B'Gid L'Chudei Misharina V'Bichdei Klipa Shesviva Misayel L'Gid Lesser V'Mishor Shenimlach Nesser K'dei Klipa Samakla. So this is an important Tosfos which is quoted by the Chavos Das to tell us that what? You need 60 times the Gid HaNosheh and 60 times the Kdei Klipa. Both. Even though he's working with an assumption that the Basar and the Gid don't taste the same. And where did he get that from? The Tosfos in Tzadi Zayin Amar Aleph, the Ramasvil Avol, where Tosfos talks about the possibility of te'ima, you're tasting, it means you're tasting basar and you're tasting gid, they have presumably different tastes. And even if you look in the Rashi and the Mishnah itself, Rashi seems to say that b'no same time, that you can distinguish between the time of the gid and the time of the yerech. So apparently they taste differently. Nonetheless, they can combine. This is the chiddush which the Chavos Das says, and this is the proof that he brings. Now, it's true, Rabbi Akiva Eiger claims that the gid and the tar and the basar taste the same, but that's we don't generally accept that. And the pshat is as follows: why should it be so? The question, of course, becomes that they're different tastes. So, really, at the end, you don't taste either of them. So, why are they combining? So he said the Chavos Das is based upon Shitas Rashi, as we ended the show yesterday. Rashi says that you require 60, even in a circumstance where you don't taste anything. Rashi seems to hold the concept of Shishim, even in the absence of Ta. What bothers the Chavos Das about this is we don't pass like Rashi. We assume that if you taste nothing, then Samchina Nakfeh. Remember that Lashon Aran's question? Samchina Nakfela. We were not a Kfela Lekula. The Ran asked, according to Rashi, comes out of Kfela is only going to be a Lechumra. So to defend this psak based upon a Rashi that we don't accept La Halacha is problematic. So that's what we started speaking about the Megillah Sefer. We were discussing at the end of this year yesterday. Where did we leave off? Chavos Das Shav. Look at this now. Remember the word Nidcha? How's this?
Nilchak ma'od. We haven't had this before. There's a different limits and the different gradations in nitchak. There's plain old nitchak. How about nitchak ma'od? Okay. Lomar. Shenaktina le'ika kashidas rashi. Shalomo timas kfela. Uliolam tzarech shish. Oh, that would explain it perfectly. Okay. V'zeh tamua. The Rei Shalom dochel l'shidas rashi. Right? The Rashi, the Shaskins against him beferish. Timas Yisrael mahani. And the Chavos Das himself proves from Tosfos this way, his way, and Tosfos certainly owes Timas Mahani. They say Beferish against Rashi, so you're going to be a steer in Tosfos according to Chavos Das. How can that be? Oh, look back. Here he's all the way in Siman Lamed something. Os Vov, a different pshat. According to the Rambam, this is going to be the key phrase. Hare Chazal etzrichu sheyis batel ho'isur. Ba'otzem miyuto. That's a beautiful poetic expression. The strength of... There's no English equivalent. I thought with the strength of its being teeny, infinitesimal. The power, a better word to use, of its smallness. It's so small. Otzem miyuto. Or if you want to phrase it more balabatish. The power of the heter is so strong that it makes the Easter to some garnish, and that's why it's okay. What's that? We spoke about this at great length, if you recall, a while ago. We saw this last time. If something has taste to offer, but it can't give taste into so much of heter, the fact that it didn't give taste to all that heter demonstrates how small it is. But paradoxically, a gid anoshe, where ain't beginning benosin tam, the fact that it doesn't give taste into the heter proves nothing. Because had it been 10 times bigger, it also wouldn't have given any taste. You guess what your fallback position must be? Shishim. Isn't that a paradox? If I have good old fashioned tray for meat, right? And in this tray for meat, doesn't give taste to the potatoes, it's mutter. But paradoxically, a gid anoshe, which never gives any taste. So then, that shumash, whatever part of the gid, then if it gives no taste, it doesn't prove anything. Because it wouldn't have given taste even if it was 10 times as much. That's what he spoke about, if you recall, way back in Ozvah, which we saw a while ago. Fine. Says the Megillah Sefer, was then move on. Shagam Bezesim Yishem Echol V'tamim Shonim. Our case that we're discussing right now. Our case. The Evshel Ahatir Machmas Shein Tamim Murgash. Why? The Einzem Moral Otsa Miyuta Shalayisr. No! The Choser Hagoshes Atam Hu Machmas Shetameim Shonim. I have 2 Kazesim of Isr. And 60 Kazesim of Hetta will say. Included each one without the others, the case may be. But the fact that you don't taste it is not because it's so small, but because the other iser has a different taste. That's a very interesting shot. You gotta love it. But think about this safe is so great, he doesn't rest on his laurels. This is a very good shot. He wants to give even a better shot. A better than this. This is a great shot. This is a great shot to explain it. He wants to give a better shot. Look at this now. Yosef Nir Levar, Bedas Achron Shesovim, the Bezesim Shel Isser, Mishem Echot, Avshem Tamo Shekolecha Nikah Betarovis, Mikomakom, yeah, Hatam Hamurkom Mishneim, Nikah Betarovis, Vechmiru Leso Gam Agoshes Hatam Hamurkom Mehem. Why? Hovil v'atam ha-murkov hu-tam shal-isser. Rabosai, you have chicken and meat, right? they're both two different tastes, and they make it, put them some kind of, put them together, and I taste something, I don't know, rabosa. Have you ever taken, I don't know, like a chopped liver salad or something like that, and you mix together, I don't know, beef liver and chicken liver, which have somewhat different tastes, but you make a salad of both of them. The whole, it's treif, rabosa, the whole thing tastes treif. The combination of chicken treif, meat treif, but it's all treif, right? The tamuruk, especially if it gets together, it's cooked and mixed them together, dissolved together. Ube pashta zed in derabonim. Why? Dimidor raisa, eno osel em kain, magish es tam o isur mamish. One particular isur. We don't talk about generic isurim. Ukimosha bekazayas chelev bekazayas dam, shenafle the nuntashal heter, lo mitstarf and lesser. You taste a bloody, fatty mess. Forget that, we don't eat blood or fat, I can say. A bloody, fatty mess. It's all one thing he tastes, but neither of them is discernible from the other. Kach gam b'shem echad, shel iser. Bezurach chubah b'drabonan. Shechmira b'shem echad, shel iser. Lesser as Atama Murka. That's the Prima Gadim says to Dinder Abonon. Reb Chaim discusses it. Perigadal Lachavov. He thinks this child, the Rabbanon, the Raisa, Machlokos, the Ramam, and the Raivit. Two kinds of Tevel, Shechalukim Bitamo. Right? They're two different kinds of Tevel. One is in wheat, one is in barley. Right? One is some wine, one is some oil. Mitstarfim lilkol saleim. Rambam says yes. So therefore, tam hamurkav is also in the Torah. And the Raivit says no. Tam hamurkav not. Interesting, fascinating. Do we say that they combine as one iser, Yamalkus, so they will call it the generic din of tevel, which can be wheat and barley together, Yamalkus. So too, if they two kinds of tevel or two kinds of anything, of meat, chicken liver, meat liver, whatever it may be, the chicken and the meat, get them together, there's a generic shem nevela, and if you get it combined, quote that arrive at not. This is an interesting and fascinating interpretation, which I wanted to share with you. Oh, Rabosai. Once we're here, and what I get this, because I'm a little short on time, I find that reading things in this sefer is so gavaldic. Not only does it is clear in a big print as opposed to what we have in front of us, but it even saves time. It's still more time efficient. So let's try this now. Second. Here we go. This is how Sif test begins. Sif test, he tells us from the very beginning, right? He tells us what the story is. Fascinating now. What's happening? It's a good chazara for us. Beautiful chazara. Today we have 59 zaysim of heta. Two zaysim come in. One dam and one chelev. Everyone's been staring at the other one. That's what we saw. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. He quotes from the Torah. It's right in front of you. Open your eyes. It's right here in Shulchan Aruch. Simen tzadich sif test. Should be right in front of you. Fine. He also says the Torah. Three kinds of Isurim of Yavesh, which are mixed into each other. Emma's master the other one, Rish Lakish. So this Yosef says, Rish Lakish comes to Pater from Malkus, but certainly it's also Bachila. So therefore the Torah shouldn't have said this. Why? We don't give Malkus nowadays. So far so good? Bais Yosef's cash against the Torah. Rambam Paskins, as we know, Og is in the Torah. And pass like a Belezin, Ayin Tess against the Shlokash Ayin Ches, Eim Evatlan Zezeh. So the question of Prima Gadim suggests, we should be Machmer in the Dinner Rishon, Shenim Mitztarif, Imanun Teshalet Levat Lechavero. And as the Dog of Merabot, this is Chazara. This is the Dog of Merabot we saw already a long time ago, that he wants to argue with the Shulchan Aruch. And all the Achronim say, no, the first thing is Mutter Lechol Adeis. We saw this already inside. Why? Because you have a robe of heter. Robe of heter. What about the tam? Doesn't matter if Isra had it. That's what the Prima Gadim says, but we saw it inside. Prima Gadim, Lamed Gimel. Okay? And that's what the Rosh says. Fine. So far, so good. This is already Chazar. And now comes new stuff. This Rebbe says, brand new. You never saw this before. We're going to go over it briefly because the main sugya belongs really in Kuf Tes, but since we're here, a little bit. We got him in Apsich, let's again on the Mar Makomas, a new Adavah Chodesh. Maybe Din Zesh of Shulchan Aruch is not Muslim. Because Das HaRashba, the Chatichas Isser Shin is Arab Beis Chatichas Shul Heter, Osir Lechel as Shlosh of the Chatichas Mevasachas. The Mechava passed this way in Simon Kuf Tes. This is very famous. It's the Rosh Laman Zion that we're going to have to get to, but this is the first part. You can't eat all three at the same time. One is us. The Ramah is also Machma unless they have some Merubah. Then you are in the Rosh. The Rosh says, you eat all three at once. Isn't that a riot? You have three pieces. Two are kosher, one is tray. If you make a sandwich, that bite, Kalap Eshmael, 1,000% sure I'm eating Tarfis in one bite. The Rosh said it's one. Why? Achiram Nahatis. The two out of the one, and the one is Het and Isa. We discussed earlier about Het Isa. We discussed about Het and Nebuch Leah's Isa, right? Tam Kika, now we have Isa and Nebuch Leah's Heter. We are very creative in the halachic universe. Rabosai, think about this for a minute. What the Rosh says. But the Rashi disagrees. Said the Prima Godim, Eich Muteris Tarovis Shalach Balach Mishishim. How can it be? So the Rashba says, you need 60 b'tarovas of lach balach, then is it bottled the old semi-uto, command a lesser. Then b'shel amino, if it's dissolved, the same thing, kfeila won't help. Okay? Old semi-uto. So therefore, now what happens? Kazayas chela, because I is down from the 59 of heter, Av shagam isur moa levat l'hatam. Rabosai. So the tam is takabatl. Because blood cancels fat, and fat cancels blood. Yeah. Aval einu mitstarif l'shishim libitul ha'isur ba'otzem miyuto. Kevin shisur l'mavat l'zezeh. So if the Rashi was right, Prima Gadim says, ein l'hokel. This is the chiddush nifla of the Prima Gadim. Wow. Should we distinguish between Yovesh b'Yovesh and Lach b'Lach? Okay. Watch this. He said he quotes himself. Maybe even if Isurim ain't bevalin zezeh as bitl b'rov, need a rov heter, but with respect to bitl b'shishim, which means bitzel be'otze miyuto, and there's so much heta there compared to the Yisr, maybe it's ki'ilu ena b'metzias the Yisr, and therefore maybe one Yisr is going to make it as if it's not b'metzias. But then he showed me a Rambam fakert. Rambam says, im nafu so shal orlo v'so shal klai akerim, l'mea tishim v'teisha shal heta, you need 200, 199, ena b'vatlim zezeh. Whoa, this is a Otsa Miyuto din. So you see, even Otsa Miyuto did not Mavadal Zezes. Now we're stuck. So now we're going to make the following suggestion. Maybe in that case, you're definitely eating the Yisr. Right? You eat it. That's the Gra. The Gra Simon Kuf Tes Hey explains why you can't eat all three together. Shnei Shvilin. Who knows what Shnei Shvilin mean? Who knows what the words mean? What is Shnei Shvilin? Yeah. Right.
You went to Beis Din, and as long as two people went on two different paths,
that's correct. If two came on two different paths and they both touched the same food, then what? Kaput. Why? Because b'manashach, right? So the Gra that quotes Shnei Shvilin, that the reason for this particular din is that b'manashach is going to be aser, and therefore. Eich mutter b'tarova shalach b'lach. Our case, how can it possibly be mutter? No way, I've ultimately of 60. Adka. Now he has the following idea. Aval achronim simen kuftes biru ba'ofanim acherim. Chavos Da'as says, min b'mino, otu min b'she'eno mino. And Yad Yehuda said they wanted to make everything the same. Ta-da! According to these achronim, ain't Yisr kloli lechol b'vasacha says I hetim ha'yisr. Only Yavish b'yavish emetik zeir, but lach b'lach not. So therefore, we're back to square one, that this really should be, in fact, permissible. And it goes further than that. Even the Prima Gadim is right. Why is it awesome? She'ochel b'vada yeso yisr, yesh lomar, the rach mitaroves, shel yavish b'yavish, gozru b'zeh. Look at this now. Ho will be a Easter, omen b'fnei atzmo, u'mechuar ha'davar, it's ugly. You're eating something treif, for sure, in one bite. Hui! Avalo b'lach, shekol mashu shel Easter, v'uruv him heter, v'in anikali atzmo. The Rashi himself says in certain cases that this distinction exists. And he's going to prove the Prima Gadim is wrong. Shulchan Aruch and Kuf test passed like the Rashba. You can't eat all three together. And here, in Tzadiches, what did he paskin? That a kvela is going to help, even if you put the Gufo Shalisir inside. Sosrim says that. Must be, it's two different things. Lach, balach. We don't say that Yisr Shalachil b'vasachas, and you need. There is Bidl Tam B'Shishim, and that's all. One is about the other Yisr. And therefore, he thinks the Shulchan Aruch is correct, and the Prima Gadim is incorrect. It's one of the Shulchan Aruch is brief, so we can't go into a greater length because of the time constraints. But it's interesting, Rabosai. It's interesting. The question really boils down to over here is the source of the Isser, as it come, listen very carefully, please, from the particular in which we could be, case could be make, no particular Chelem Adam can make a problem over here. Well, no, there's some kind of a shame Kloli of Isser. A shame Kloli of Isser. Posh of Shat is that we don't accept this shame Kloli of Isser. It's just, it has to be a shame prati of Isser. It's something which is very important. And I'll show it to you next page. Watch this. This is very important. What's the next page? Oh, watch this. Look at this. Two Isurim Chalukim, different tastes. Mevalan Zezeh. Shavim Betamon. Now they're not Mevalan Zezeh. The star from Esther, we saw this. Chelev and Shuma Shalavela. Tama Yisra Mugash Bekadera. Okay, fine. Very nice. Prima Gama Esther to see, it's in the same place. It's a Dindar Isa. How can it be? We said before, Tuzesim of Basar Echa Shal Yisra Vecha Shal Heter, Shanafel and Nuntes Yerokas, Av Shem Mugash Tam Basar Be Yerokas. Doesn't make a difference. And a heter moris a yisur came and she ain't tama yisur murgish adam tzaos a heter. It's a prima gadim of a sukkah. Let's be passive like this. I have one kazayis of kosher meat, one kazayis of treva meat, and between the two of them, it gives taste in 100 kazayis of potatoes. Mutter! But I taste meat! Yeah, but that meat can be attributed to the kosher meat. See so here too. We don't understand what's going on over here. Yeah. Isur ain't a moris isur. The me'achar b'tama chelim b'tzadatzma ain't a murgash. Other than so, shuman ha'nevela, which is fat, which happens to be a different isur called nevela, ain't the nechshav shem murgash kan tam isur chelim. So we say, mevatlan zeh according to the Torah, even according to the Rambam. That's because there, bitl barov requires you need a heter, and not an isur, a different isur. Even he agrees that if you have two different shamas isser, then I'm at starving to Malkus. So why should one isser make the other one worse? The answer I both say is as follows. Prima Gadim holds, Isurim about the Zezeh is only for Malkus. So for Malkus, you need a particular shame isser, particular, nothing general, generic. Fine. Aval yesh isur Torah. And we go back to what we said before. The Beis Yosef says, no nafkamina l'dida. So why did the Torah say what he said about the Zezer? What do you mean? Nafkamina said the Doraisa the Rabbanon. For Sveikas. People got him says, no. Even about the Zezer, he said Doraisa. And the Chaznish is exactly the same thing. Fine. Fine. What do you see? Ein or Isur Kosher L'chiv Malkus. Even on this battle, Me'achaticha Shmo HaMeyuchad Shel Isur Mililkos Salav. Adayanisha L'achaticha Shem Isur Bialma. Generic. V'achaticha Asur Medaraisa, we understand very well. Tu Isur Metam Shavim Mitztarfim to create what we call a generic Shem Isur. Isur Menat Torah Afalo Shmo HaMeyuchad Lo. That's a few we've got. But the Bach says Lohoyu Dvar Me'olam. Isabel Zezeh, only also with the Rabbanon. The Chavaz Das we saw yesterday, Sivkot and Ches. Once the Shem Isis bottle, even the Isis in this bottle, Isis bottle says, Kshurim Zebazeh. According to them, to Isur Mishnei Shemus, even time of Shavim in the Torah, and Isur Echad Moros Chavero. Even according to the Rambam. And therefore, he thinks that it would be certainly not a Dorais, maybe even be Mut. Ad Kan Rabosai. What we saw over here in Simen Sadi Ches Siv Tes. Fine. We now finished almost the first half of the shir. We have to cover now, if we can, Simen Sadi Tes. What's left over from before. Okay. And also in Simen Sadi Tes, we were speaking about Atzamos. Atzamos. Do you say Achaticha Nas and Avela in Atzamos? The Taz talks about it over here in Simon Tzadi Tes. Do we say Chanan ve'atzomos? Well, you know, we had a discussion. Do you say Chanan ve'bolua? We saw it in the Ran. Ramban says no. Come on, a pot. Ramban says no. And others disagree. A big tumult. But this is very nekuda. Do we say Chanan as far as pots are concerned? What about as far as bones are concerned? So, we have the following. Let's read together on both sides. We should read things together because this way we have to review a little bit. Sif Aleph. Let's go together. Chatichas nevela sheish v'bosav atzomos shenofu l'kderes heter. Atzmos or isur mitstarfim ima heter levata l'isur. Wow! Because a bone is gives off no taste. V'ein tzorach lomash atzmos ha-heter mitstarfim ima heter. Fine. Aval ha-moach she-batzomos iser mitztarfim ha-iser, avad? V'guf ha-kedera, the metal of the pot, ene mitztarefes lo im ha-iser v'lo im ha-heter. Fine, so far so good. Ramo, v'yesh machmirim shlo letzarif atzmos ha-iser im ha-heter levatel. And if we make a little bit more of a hefse, like the mechaber, v'chein iker. What's the nature of this chumrah? Not to count atzmos iser im ha-heter. What's pshat, Rabbi Osai? Hard to understand why this should be true. So the Chavaz Das and Sivkotin Beis talks about it. In Sivkotin Beis, the Chavaz Das talks about this question. He doesn't understand. Kashal havin the ram, the manashah. If the atzmos counts iser, let it count for Isser. If it's Mutter, let it count Leheter. What kind of Pshar is this? Oh. Now. So the quotes of Taz, you don't say Chanan when it comes to an Etzem. You know why? Evshel lehafrido bahag'olo. Oh. Now, the question is, we have this concept of lachluchis, of moisture in the bones. Let the moisture itself create a particular problem. Let's read the Chavaz Das, Ebosai, Sivkotin Aleph, just to show you what I'm saying, Chavaz Das already. Ayin Taz, Sivkotin Aleph, Shatira, Tachushas, Abach, Doha Etzim, Avi Isa, Dabuk. Okay, but the Epshala Hafer, Isa, Me Etzim, Ayle Hagola. Lo Amrinabe, Chaticha, Nases, Nevela. Okay. Of course, the question becomes crazy places question. Lachlucha shevat samas nasa nevela. So he evshel harfir abalua mehalachluchis. So the Kavastaz answers the first question. Lachlucha shevat samos ein bahem benos in tam. V'damil legid. V'yim kein mabekach shenasu nevela. Lo yeela asurin machmas atzmon. Ein bahem koch leser acherim. Kimo gid. Doesn't make a difference. Like a gidah nosha, we pass an ain beginning, but no sin tam. That's it. Okay. So this is something which we have to understand in the by looking at the Taz itself. Not in any Chavas Dasas, but the Taz itself. From the very top. Sadi test out from the very top. V'she'enam bar achila, enam bechlala isa. V'mikomakom, bolim heim al yedei abishul. Al-kem et star from the batal isa. K'yisa mispashet gam l'tocha. That's reason number one. And he adds a critical point. There's the Taz at the very beginning of Tzadi Tes, Aleph. V'yesh b'em gam kein lachluchis levalbel ha'isur shebolim min ha'basar ha'asur. Okay, wait a minute. How can this be? Open up to the Rosh again. Rosh. Simon Lama that we saw already. We saw this much earlier. It's time to review a little bit. We have to review. The Rosh Perek Zion Simon Lamed talks about klipos of Beitzim, Rabosa. Klipos of Beitzim. Simon Lamed. Okay. Talk about a beta, and you count the klipa. Now, whatever you'll say about bones, they may have lachluchas, yes or no, but no one in this room is going to think that there's any liquid in the shell of an egg. Am I correct? Is there any liquid in the shell of an egg, yes or no? I mean, I'm not talking from the perspective of science, but we can discern nothing. You know what an eggshell looks like. There's nothing there. So the question becomes, if klipos, isra, mitstarfos, how can there's no lachluchas there at all? And that's a shach, in fact, paskins, in Sivkot and Aleph. They look this. The Ra'ah says, Atzmo sarakos mitzarf on the yisur because moach yiveshim o klipo shabetzim mechay gamno af osin shal yisur mitzarf on the vata le yisur. So can't have anything to do with lachluchis. No. So the question now becomes, why is kedera inferior to a klipo? So we had already a discussion from before. Well, the kedera is not mixed in. Either the kedera is a sovel milavloa, or the kedera is on the outside, as opposed to what's mixed in into the middle of the pot. But the big question, Rabbi Osai, is a matter of fact. Remember Tosis, Tzadi Zayin Amid Beis, the top Tosis? Let's just look there for a split second. Top Tosis, Tzadi Zayin. We cannot be know-nothings, gentlemen. We cannot exist in a world of make-believe. We have to be realistic. Toast and top size. What are you kidding me, Rashi? It's obvious to anybody that things get absorbed more into water than into the thickness of the metal. Come on, Tema. Im shir ovi akadeira chamishim zaysim v'nosim b'mayim kashir asor zaysim u'bishabos and b'mayim kazayis chelim hechiz bat losu kazayis chelim b'mayim hopshita sheyesh b'mayim tam chelim. You can't tell me it's diffused equally into the metal of the pot. Same question comes to the bones and the eggshells. What are you talking about? How can it possibly be? How can it possibly be? So the Prichodesh, I will show you, you just don't have it in front of you, so I'll tell you about Peh. When you get stuck with a kasha, you say, I don't know, and you come up with an amazing conclusion. He says, because I don't know the answer to this question, the whole leniency over here of bones is by Min Bimino. Min Bimino! Min Bimino, the whole requirement for Shishim is only what? What? But the Rabbanon say, hey Mamru, hey Mamru. So answers the Prichodesh. That's how he answers this. That's it. And he quotes a Berak Abayas of the Beis Yosef. The Rabbeinu Yeruchim says that we're only Megil by Min Bimina. Only one problem. All the other poskim say, not that way. We're Megil even by Min Bishenom, you know. So now Rabbos, we're going to use this to say a Chidushim Nifloim. Chidushim Nifloim Mamish. Rabbos, let me ask you the following question. Do you think for a minute that when we are Misharina Bakula, I have a piece of meat, and I calculate 60 times the whole meat. What? All the taste of the meat got mixed in to the pot? Are you joking? The answer is, we don't know how to calculate how much got mixed in. The fact that we require 60, even though we'll look at each other and wink, wink, you and I both know that all the whole meat get absorbed into the pot, that's an incredible chumrah that we have. The fact that we require 60 times the entire meat, even though, wink, wink, not every single bit of that meat gave its taste into the soup, into the water, that's an incredible chumrah. So the Achronim say, because it's such an incredible chumrah, that's why we have a right to accept an incredible kula. It's an offset. An offset, right? We have on Sunday, offsetting penalties, right? It's an offset. It's an offsetting churma. We require 60 times the whole piece of meat. As an offset, which is a tremendous churma. As an offsetting kula, we're willing to consider the bones to be the same as if they were meat. You know, you and I both know, wink, wink, not so much it's absorbed in the bones, it's absorbed in the water. Only one problem with this, I'm going to say. The Yad Yehuda, one of the Gedolei Poskim, bites the bullet and says it. You know what? I'd be afraid to go against it. He says, if this incredible kula only works, we've already imposed an incredible chumra. The incredible chumra is only incredible if we're talking about a piece of meat. A piece of meat gets into water. After it cooks, take the piece of meat out. Like one of the whole meat got there. I don't want to use the word chumah b'yalma, that's too strong a term. We wouldn't say he has to speak of the rights of the chumah. There's something shishim on this. But it's okay, because, you know what I'm saying? We can't call it the rabbanon, but because we don't know really, but deep down we know it's real chumah. That's another person has to know himself. He tells the whole world it's a din, but he knows inside it's a chumah. We just have no choice, because otherwise you're not going to make anybody calculate. We deep down. Every person in Pasuk Shaila knows his upper sleeve he has this, his upper sleeve he has this, he doesn't show all his tricks, and he comes to a conclusion based on things which are still his here. And I think of personal experience. Alright, so says the Yad Yehuda, I'm going to run out of tricks if we're talking about lach b'lach. If I have, the trade for his lach. The trefa is liquid, and it's 160, it's all there. Complete yesh bila, it's all there. We have not imposed any real stringency over here. He wants to say that the Easter is a liquid, you cannot use the bones to restart the shish. Unbelievable. You know what? If you ask me, it makes sense. If the whole lumdus that we allow to use the bones, even though you and I both know it's not that few as they're equal, because we threw out a tremendous chumrah at the beginning by counting the buser for all it's worth, even though not all the meat went into it. So when it comes to a tray for liquid, we all did go into it, there's no offset. You can't rely upon it. This is an absolutely wild idea. Those who have the Bari HaShulchan will see the Bari HaShulchan is incredulous. He just can't believe it. Take a look over here, right over here in Simon Tzadi Tess. Siv Aleph. Is it? Tanya is right now. What? Pigeon Zayin? Oh, it's right in front of me. Bossa. Thank you so much. Thank you. And I live below you. It's right in front of my nose. I couldn't find Bossa. Thank you. Thank you so much. He says, Einenu Ros, Yad Yehuda. Shebosar Bolea PSM Yad Summers. Come on, 10 times. Soft meat is take more 10 times as much as hard bones. Come on. Who played as Isram is Tama and Ichnes is Yosef Dov Bosar had to be a Shalan Summers. Come on. Because this Kashi, he says in page Nun Ches. This shh. Keep us between us. You won't say outside this room. I'll lower my voice because there's someone listening at the window. Okay, they kill the bezel. Let's talk about some of us. A wild kula upsets a wild chumra. Alva migresh enough al yisrael lach l'toch atavshil. Asher ozer ein isar be'emes. Kol kamos a yisrael l'toch atarobis. There, need 60 for real. Ein at some us mit starfim. Kemich ein bli yosem shavu bli yasabos. Ad kam. Says it Rav Fievel Cohen. You know, it makes logical sense. But you have to admit, the Mistima Saposkim Shlochilka Bekach, they don't agree. And he paskins Lakula, look at this. Vechenir Lahoros. This is the same, a lot of Chumras in the same. Here he's paskins Lakula, and he's right that no one before the Yad Yehuda said what the Yad Yehuda said. But the question, of course, becomes how do you get out of this? So the answer to this is in a parenthesis at the bottom of page Zion, but this parenthesis requires us to look at the Prima Gadim that we saw yesterday and see it again. Rabosai, we started already yesterday. Tzadik Tes Aleph. Please look whenever we started. We saw it whenever it was, this week earlier. Tzadik Tes Aleph. Can you help me look? Please look inside if you don't mind. I need you to look inside the Prima Gadim. Mishmat Zozov. Tzadik Tes Aleph. Okay. Vihine bat samas ikas shalosh deis. Vihine is a little bit in bold print by me. I'm not sure it's by you. Aleph, atzmos ha'isra mitztarfos lehetem. Koshken lehetem. Why? Because it's shtei bechinos. Two pshatim. Ha'bechina ha'aleph. Okay? Ha'bechina ha'aleph. Look at Sartre's. Devadai ein behem shum lach luchis. Itaka has no moisture, but nonetheless it's able to absorb the taste of the Yisr. I hodr pullet. It's going to come out again. Normally, if it comes out again, it's ready to be disbattled by the taste of the other object. Here, there is no taste. So, the Praetor asked the question. And what is the answer? Mashu ein bo koach lotzes. Why here we consider it to be a mashu? I don't fully understand. If you can tell me, try. I don't know. But it's called a mashu. V'sova the af miklivi etzem ein bo koach lotzes. Look back at Tzadi Beis. We know about these things of trei mashu lo arminon, etc. Not exactly sure why it's a mashu, but that's what he suggests. Fine. Good. Aye, this is a good chazara for what we said a few minutes ago. Skipping a few lines before Abchina Habeis. Bikasha Amayen Gufa Kdera Mitzarefes Leheter. I mean, Kdera Seheter. Tiretz Aprisha Savea Milivloa. It's already, it's swallowed, absorbed, it's full. And Chadosh's Blow Plug, we already saw this earlier. And the Pritoa says, no, Kdera is inside. But the Kdera, excuse me, the, if this, if the kedera is on the outside of the contents, it's not diffused equally. And if it would be in the tavshil, shards of earthenware, it would be mitzarf.
This is all the Bechina Ha'alef. It's called Bechina Ha'alef, Rabbosai. Bechina Ha'alef. This is exactly what the Yad Yehuda holds, in brackets. He holds it's Pleitas Ha'isa Nivle Besochem. And therefore, he can't believe it's going to absorb the same amount as Sofi will absorb. Okay, keep that in mind. What that means is, if you hold the Bechina Ha'beis, there may be an answer to the Yad Yehuda's question. That's what that brackets gives me a hope. There's still hope. If we can give an answer, which will answer the original question of the Yad Yehuda without this radical conclusion, this limit to Gush and not to the Lach, which no one said before said. Ha-Bechina Ha-Beis. Look inside, please. Everyone with me, sorry? Look inside. Ha-Bechina Ha-Beis. Devada Yesh Mechal, which means liquid, Batzamos. There is some liquid there. Something is there. Something is there. Right? Something is there. Oh. Something is there. Vaho dimitstarfin leheter the tam atzamas lochoshi velo osra Torah. In other words, the taste that's there is never prohibited by the Torah. Pre Torah and the crazy says. And the rush and simulamit lo odif begin anasha. Now vada it is lachluchis, right? And nonetheless, ein oser pele taso. So too atzamos. Shapret botel hamashu shenichas asochon umevalbelim lachluchis shebohen. This shows up as a downside. Klipe beitzim ein mitstarfin. That's the problem with the shita. But the shach pas klipe beitzim ein mitstarfin. It's like a blanket, Rabbi. So you pull it. You want to cover your whole body in a blanket. You pull this way, your head's open. You pull this way, your feet are open. We have two ways, but either the Yadud is gonna, either the Yadud has to be right, or the shach has to be wrong. Aleph or beit, something has to give somewhere. If the Bechina Aleph is right, then the Yadud has to be right, it seems to me. If the Bechina Beis is right, then the Shach has to be wrong. So something has to give. So I'm just letting you know, I'm throwing up my hands after discussing this, Shabbosai, a little bit. Oh. Fine. As a matter of fact, we're working with an assumption, gentlemen, that a bone can absorb something. And we pass that way in Shulchan Aruch. If you have an implement made from bones, you have to kasher it. We don't walk around with things made from bones. Bone china, not really bones. All right? But if you have a bone made from a bone, it absorbs. You have to kasher it. There was an opinion which says, no. A bone doesn't absorb anything. The Mordechai holds that way in Masechta Pesachim. If that's the case, you must accept these Bechina HaBeis. You must accept it. This doesn't. It's the Lachlukas coming out of it, but it absorbs nothing. Halacha Lemaisa, Pashas, we have to pass like the Bechina HaAleph because they're right from Klipos. Right? We pass in Klipos. So the Yadud has to be right. I don't see another way out of this. Okay, fine. There's more to be said, but I'm looking at the clock. We'll leave it at this. Now we come, Rabbosai, to the Rambam. Rambam, we already saw the Rambam before. We'll see it again. Yesh machmirin shel tzarif atzmos ha'isur im ha'heter levata. We're welcome. Hefzer yesh tismach ha'mekilin. I think any. What's pshat? What's pshat in this? This Rambam is so hard to understand. How do you explain it? How do you understand it? Manashach. Either the bones count, they should count, even Atzmus Ish should count Lehetter. LMI, the bones don't count, so then they shouldn't count at all. What is he saying? A compromise view. Atzmus Isser, we don't count. But Atzmus Heter, we do count. How do you explain that? How do you explain that? Who has this kasha? The Prima Godin. Sif Seda, Sif Cotton Bays.
It's such a. Let's read the whole thing, and we have. I budgeted time to read this whole thing. Pre-begotten, every word is gold. Look at the time together. Yesh arba deis. Some say the iser le iser, veheta le heta. The pasuk shad the gemara and chulin. Baser veetzem bali baser veetzem. Kind of b'shishim. That's what we saw. Right? We saw that. That's what we saw that in the Ran. That makes the most sense initially. The Rosh and the Rash say fakert. Atmos iser mitzar from the heta. Fine, it wasn't asmachta. Fine. Rabbeinu Yeruchim, quote somebody, heter ein mitstarfin be'eino mino. We saw we mentioned that a few minutes ago, right? Because that's going to solve the problem of the lack of uniform diffusion for the deraisa problem. Das yoros a ruah huva ba'agol shari dura the iser lo le iser v'lo le heter. He's saying what? Atmos heter ruk le heter. Atmos iser doesn't work for anything, not usher and not mutter, and that chumas quoted over here by the Ramah. Fine, the tzair for iser li iser, that the Ramah never even quoted that. Fine, umikomakom tamador zeruah yadana. Kev the last three lines. Kev on the heter mitstar from the heter, the iser on my aim mitstar from the heter. Kevin David start from the Isser, it makes no sense. If you want to say the bones of the Isser are treif, good. What's in that treif? Why can't they count as kosher? Let it diffuse there as well. Rabbeinu Shalom. Rama makes absolutely no sense. Look at the answer, a great answer. Ulai Mishum Shalom Yavo Litos Bim Bishel Hanavela Trila. We've also had Siv Beis, three Siv Beis. Hamed v'mamurim she'atzmos ha'isim etztarfim in my heter b'shenof l'chatichas ha'navela l'kederas ha'heter k'shichaya raw avl nizbash l'tchilo v'chakach nof l'kederas heter atzmos shebo mitztarfim in ha'isir v'shebolu mibsar ha'navela k'shenis bash lo l'vada avada kind of a chaticha nas ha'navela, things of this nature. What a great answer for the prima godin. We understand very well now why Rabbi Osai the Atzmos Iser not Metzuruf leheter, because we're afraid to confuse it with the case when he cooked it initially by itself. The problem is, if that's the case, be consistent. What should we say? What does Sibbe say? What does Sibbe say? Atzmos Shebo Metzar from Imo Iser. So if the Rama wanted to be consistent and make Xeva Shema, he'll mix it up with Sivbeis, he should have said, Atmos Iser Mitztarfim Imo Iser. That's the problem. That's a very, very serious problem. The answer to the question of Bosai is given in the Bari HaShulchan. Those who have it, you should see it. In Sivkot and Yud, this is the best answer, the only answer that I know about. Page Samach Aleph. Kosher Lehavin, what's Pshat? Last narrow line of page Samach Aleph. Yeroya, if you look at the source, Agosha Ridura, quoted Dr. Moshe, you'll see it. Ein Shita Zu Meikir Adin. Elo Chumra Shech Miru Bekach Yeser Aladin. Shaliacha Shekosav Agosha Ridura. Shein Atzmos Yisim Etzar from Lehatir, because of, quote, Im Shum Adam Yoresh Atzmos Shal Yisim Etzar from Lehatir, Lo Ovra Dibri Chachamim, Amelein Lohakul Kulehai. Yes, Tamachumra. Why? Tamachumra Nira. Shechoshashu, Shem Yitzar from Min Ha'isa Lecheshman Ahetir, V'lu Rak Min Ha'atzamos, Yovo Yomizeh Hakolo Etzal Ha'amon, Bibit Allah Yisuru. But don't tell me the pshat of the prima godim. Look on the bottom somewhere. Oh, somewhere. I thought he quotes the prima godim. I asked Kasha, I'm going to mention before. Hold on. I believe somewhere here on this page, he quotes what the prima godim said. That we're afraid they're going to mix it up with Siv Beis, but he asks the Kasha, if that's the case, we should ask it. We should even say it's Mitzar of the Yisr. give me 1 second. Okay.